Chris.
The purpose of her trip was to reach the Chinese people.
Wait for a peaceful demonstration. It's so good to be back. The situation in China is unbelievable. It affects everybody in society, everybody. Whether you practice Falun Gong, or whether you're just an ordinary person not practicing Falun Gong, everybody has a tremendous amount of pressure on them. And I didn't realize how many people are in China until I spent 4 days wandering the streets there and just saw the faces of those people. And they don't even know what's going on in their own country. When I told them the truth, they were shocked. They crowded around just to grab at the pamphlets. It's unbelievable. They just want to know what's going on. I just hope that more people can do more, because so much needs to be done. It's so serious over there. I knew I was putting myself at risk by going to China, but really it's nothing compared to the pressure that's on the practitioners there. I did get thrown around. They tried to break my thumb, they twisted my arm, they grabbed me from the back of the head and shook my head for several minutes. They stepped on me, they threw me on the ground. I was in a filthy cell for 25 hours. I didn't get fed for the first 20 hours. They laughed at me and ridiculed me, all kinds of things. They pretended to be nice to you just to get you to say things. They tried to find out information about people in other countries so they could persecute them as well. Unbelievable what they try to do.
Yeah, and we saw this picture here from the internet. And so what's going on after that?
This was in the streets in Beijing. They were mostly security guards, not police officers. They dragged us in myself and my boyfriend was there as well. They dragged us into an underground parking lot and dragged us into a dark room with just dirty beds and some sort of office. And they held us there and they laughed. The security guard said to the police officers, "You'll have to treat me to lunch for this one." Then we waited there. We had no idea what was going on. They wouldn't tell us anything. Then they took us outside and they tried to drag us into a car. I had a banner in my coat. I tried to rip it out and yell Falun Dafa Hao to the people walking by, which is Falun Dafa is good. And then they dragged me and they threw me in a car, and they put a police officer next to me so that I wouldn't get out of the car. And then they didn't tell us where we were going. We went to a police station where we were interrogated. They tried to strip search me, but I wouldn't let them. Then, after interrogating us for several hours, they took us to another police station and interrogated us again. Again, they tried to strip search me. They tried to force me to do things, and I said I refused to do anything. I wouldn't cooperate with them.
Where's your boyfriend now?
He's still there. They're sending him home a day later, so he'll be leaving soon.
How has this experience changed you, and do you have any plans to continue your activism?
For sure. I think this is... definitely touched me more than anything else. And I think reading about the persecution on paper is different than actually going there and seeing the faces of the people that are suffering from it. So I think now more than ever, I want to take a step forward and do everything I can and not waste any time.
How long is it going to be?
as they are for about 4 days. We started handing out flyers on the streets. We were sitting down. We were sitting on a walkway, and we just started talking to the people next to us. My boyfriend speaks Chinese fairly fluently, so I just spoke broken Chinese and some English, but he did most of the talking. As soon as we handed out one flyer, people gathered around and they wanted more, and we handed out CDs. Some people were afraid to take the CDs because there's so much pressure on them. But others were just grabbing at it. And he talked to people for a long time, and I talked to one gentleman for a long time. He's very supportive. He said, I know the truth. I know the government is lying, and I support what you're doing, and I'm not afraid to take it. So that was very good. They were very touched. Others were shocked. When I was grabbed and I was dragged away, I started yelling to the people that were standing around, and they had no expression on their face whatsoever. They were just shocked. They had no idea what to think of it. And we passed by many cars and just people, and I had an opportunity to look at about 20 people straight in the eye and just say, Falun Dafa how? Just Falun Dafa is good. And they just, they didn't know what to do.
Were you allowed to contact Canadian authorities?
No. I asked repeatedly to contact my family because I knew how worried they were about me. And I repeatedly asked to contact the Canadian embassy, and I was just laughed at. I said, you're in China. In China, you're not allowed to contact anyone. Even at the airport, as I was leaving, I said, please let me contact my family. They don't know where I am. And they said, no, you're in China. Wo shi jiana da ren, and they're.
What does that mean?
I'm Canadian. And Jason was singing Falun Dafa how. I tried to sing with him, but I was off key, so I started yelling again. I just started yelling.
An eyewitness caught that and posted on the internet.
Our practitioner found it on the chat room by coincidence.
Just by accident.
Later that night, what's his name?
On his way.
Daniel is dead.
Hmm? Yes, he didn't. He was supposed to pick me up at the airport. He never showed up, so that was the beginning of the journey. I was by myself in Beijing for a day or two. I didn't know how to speak. Yeah, it's
the hard part. After he handed out five flyers.
Oh, really?
When you were alone there, did you scare?
That was probably the scariest part, actually. I'm not a type of person to go anywhere by myself. I'm really bad with directions. I don't speak the language. My brother knows. I'm horrible at that. So that was the scariest part for me, being by myself in Beijing. Yeah. I knew that how severe the situation was there, and just to be by myself like that, it was pretty hard.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The people there are so kind. I just I can't go now. I think if I was to stay there for a month, it still wouldn't be enough. But unfortunately, we were detained pretty early. We handed out maybe less than 50 flyers and CDs altogether before we were dragged away. We were just getting on a bus to leave and go to a different location. Perhaps we stayed there too long. And someone unfortunately told people we were there, so they took us away. There's a police officer there. You could tell that some of the police officers were actually not necessarily really, really bad people. They just didn't know any different, and they were following what Jen Zeman told them to do. There's one police officer was, I think, really touched by us coming there. He's seen many, many Western practitioners there. But when I was in the airport and they were sending me out, I looked him straight in the face and I asked him, what's going to happen to you? I said, Falun Gong all over the world is honored and praised. The whole world knows what's going on in China. And if you participate in the persecution of Falun Gong, what's going to happen to you? And he started to cry, and he had to turn away, and he couldn't look at me. And I looked at another police officer,